Her reaction was maybe not so unusual for an American. Because here, after a death, when someone you love dies, you call a professional. Someone you've probably never met arrives and takes the body away. Caitlin Doty has been that someone.
My experience with going to these homes and picking up the dead body is that when we would pull the dead body out of the home and in, on our stretcher and out into the van, sometimes people would walk by and look at us like we were, this person had been brutally murdered or it was the crime of the century or there should be crime tape everywhere because why else would we have a dead body with us? As opposed to this person was 95 and died at home very peacefully and now that body has to go somewhere.
Caitlin Doty is a licensed mortician, a writer and death activist, creator of the popular Ask a Mortician YouTube series, and author of a new memoir about working in a crematory. She's on a mission to end our national phobia about death. And if you're thinking, what phobia? Well, when's the last time you saw a dead body? For many of us, the answer is never.
100 years ago, nobody would say that. A 5-year-old wouldn't be able to say that because people were dying around you all the time. And not only were they dying, they were part of the fabric of society. So the body would be laid out in the house. And the fact that we haven't seen dead bodies recently, and if we have seen them, they've been made up or embalmed or chemically preserved for a funeral, I don't know that it really gives us the sense of death being the reality that it is.
So you got much more familiar with death working as a mortician. You go into a lot of grisly details in the book, which are also somehow fascinating. The mortuary you were working in offered something called a witness cremation, and you have a story about your first experience of, running or presiding over a witness cremation. How did it go?
Most people tend to not know that it's even an option. And when I bring it up, they say, oh, wow, I had no idea that I would be allowed to do that, which is going to the crematorium, spending a little bit of time with the body, and then going back into the back, quote unquote, as we called it, to watch the cremation take place. And by take place, I mean watch the body being loaded in and press the button to start the fans and get it going. I don't mean actually watch the body cremating or being burned in some way.
You know, in the book, we kind of follow you as you get your first job in a mortuary and some of your first experiences involve cremation, but then you move on to embalming and other forms of preparing bodies, which is also very artificial.
Right. And I do have to say that what we do in America, which is embalming, the chemical preservation of the body, a lot of other countries in the world think it's so bizarre and so macabre that we do that. I'm not saying embalming is wrong. If you know what it is and you choose it, that's wonderful. But it's not the be-all, end-all for respectful and traditional. It's just what we do here.
Hmm. There's another thing that I had not known about until I read your book. The part, sometimes people say, we want a viewing, right? Not a full embalming. But even then, there's treatment, stuff that's done to the body.
Right. There are usually things to make sure that the eyes or the mouth don't pop open somehow. And they're a little brutal. They involve eye caps under the eyelids and sometimes wire or sewn shut lips. And the reason that that happens is because families at this point, because we don't see dead bodies, families expect that a body is going to look a certain way. And if you show a family a very natural dead body, as it naturally looks when it's dead, with one eye popped open a little bit or the mouth open, what you get is, oh my gosh, how could you present my mother to me in this totally disrespectful manner?
Caitlin, you started a new business recently, Undertaking LA. I've seen this also described as DIY funerals. Can you explain?
The idea is to have a place where people can learn how to go around the traditional funeral system, not the actual cremation or burial. You have to have somebody involved for that. But you can take care of the body at home yourself, have the body washed and shrouded and kept at home. So you don't actually have to use a funeral home. But the idea is really to help people realize that they're much more empowered around death and the dead body than they think they are.
What do people like about choosing to keep the body with them in the home?
It's a really transformative experience for a lot of people. I have rarely, and by rarely, I mean I don't actually think ever, heard of somebody who has the real home funeral, taking care of the body at home experience, and at the end says, oh, it was grotesque. Having my mom there was disgusting. I would never do it again. It makes me feel worse. I've never heard anybody say that, because two things happen. One, you get the time to see the little changes of the body, the skin sinking a little bit and things changing and getting the sense that this person really isn't there anymore. And that you get to take care of this person who you probably loved very, very much and do this last very kind, gentle, beautiful act for them. And then lastly, it gives you the time to face your own mortality and look on this very real, natural, dead body and realize, hey, this is going to be you someday.
You know, as a mortician, you were right on this cusp between the sacred and the profane, I guess. You know, the fact that you're working with corpses, and at the same time, you know, there's also something sacred and something profound in what you're doing. I mean, did you go back and forth?
That's what made it so fascinating, because you could have that contained all in one body. Because if you have this dead person, and on one hand, they're absolutely beautiful, and they're almost radiating this sense of this was a former person with this whole rich life and things to praise and condemn and this history. And on the other hand, they are in this moment beginning to rot, and they are a physical shell, and they're scary in a way. And you can hold both of those things at one time. It's what made the job so fascinating, and it's what makes dead bodies so fascinating to me. And dead bodies can be fascinating not in a morbid, gross, deviant way, but just in a, hey, this is a former person, and what does that dead body mean now to us? What do we value about it as a culture? And if it really is gross and rotting meat, why is the burial or cremation or disposal of it so important to us?
Have you planned your own burial?
Yes, I have. It's a work in progress always, but my right now I do want to be buried in a natural cemetery up in Marin in Northern California. And it brings me a lot of comfort to think about that, because I know that my body is going, what will happen to it? And I know it's going where I want it to go. And that is a step for me in being comfortable with my own death.
Caitlin Doty is the creator of the Ask a Mortician video series, founder of the Order of the Good Death, and author of a memoir called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.